who will start? Bet Mechile, Chas V'Shalom, we're trying to go over the Shittas, what is Negea La'aloche Lemaise. This is the main, what is Lemaise Negea La'aloche Lemaise, but buying. And Avada, we're trying to go Duch V'Shtet in the Poiskim. And Avada, we mechabed every Shitta and every Achroinim and every Rishonim and every Minig of Klal Yisrael. We're just learning together, V'Skum Tois L'Chur. So Chbet Nocham Al Mechile, we not Chas B'Sholom, meaning to Mezalzel, and not no meaning of Eide Kedoshe, Zuh, Acheres, and only I want to Mesado the Inyoni. We learned that Bezos Hashem from next week, the Peiros and Eretz Yisrael, the vegetables, Kimat, all of them will be 2 or 3 days after Rosh Hashanah already. The fruits will take a little bit more time. Everything is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvis. The peiros that grow are Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvis. And we learn, the Kedusha Shvis, we have 5 aloches that we have to follow. 1 aloche is the Kedusha. And we know if you buy something that is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvis, you can't throw it to the garbage. You have to know how to behave with the peels, what you're allowed to cook, what you're allowed not to cook. This is 1 aloche. If you're allowed to cook a chont and the potatoes get burned at the bottom, so you mafsi the potatoes at that chont, to be a mumcha, how to make a chant in Shvis. We'll see, it's all different problems, how to be noyeg, the kedusha and the peres of Shvis. This is one shaila. The second shaila is, okay, so long as you're mamish, you'll keep all the fruits with the ganze elikait. The second isur in kedusha Shvis, that is very negeah, is the isur schoiro. You're not allowed to buy and sell things that are kodesh b'kedusha Shvis. And you have to know, you go to a falafel store and they have potatoes inside the falafel, you're buying potatoes that are Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvis. You're either Isruf and Schoiro. You have to know how to buy. Go to a restaurant. Yeah, forget about all the problems they're sharing in the restaurant. But you can't pay. If you pay, you're either Isruf and Schoiro. We have to know how to deal with that. This is the second problem that we will have. And everything that we're going to buy, from after Rosh Hashanah, you go to buy a falafel, they have inside potatoes, most of the potatoes are in chutzlaots here. But they have the salad is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvis. And the many have to know how you could buy it. The third problem we have in Kedusha Shvis that we'll have to check in everything that we buy is Shomur V'Nevat. That the volume that a Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvis and the owner of the field was shomer it or was nevat, we said, lekatchila, we don't eat it, but you're allowed to eat it. There's another zach that is called sfichin. These are vegetables that grew, it's not shayach in tomatoes, but it's shayach in wheat and all different things that grow on their own, that if they grew in Shvis, they're also be'achila in ganzen. So every time when we're going to buy, we know we have 4 problems, 5 problems. We know if it's Kodesh, we have to know how to behave with it. Then we have to know that there's an Isur to buy it. So before we buy, we have to know how to buy. Then if it's Shomu V'Nevad, it's also. Shomu V'Nevad. Or Lekatchila, it's also. And if it's Sfichin, it's also. Sfichin will be again more from after Chanukah, not before Chanukah. Sfichin means things that grew on their own in Shvis. Chazal answered it. Gzeira that people will come and say, they'll plant their sada, and they'll say, oh, it grew on its own, I didn't realize. So tomatoes don't grow on their own. So people will not do that. But all different things that could grow on their own, Chazal asked them, even if they really grew on their own, it's Isul Svich. These are the 5 problems that we have when Shvis comes. So, Lama Heit Tzachon. Klal Yisrael is divided be'etzem to Minag Yerushalayim and Minag Chazanish. We'll see later how Reb Moshe said that Bochim that come from America, how they have to handle it. But is the first thing, and I will go through all the Kashrusim in Eretz Yisrael, we'll try to go through who does what. Was the Machlekes in Klal Yisrael already starting in the time of the Bis Yosef and Shin Lamedalet, over 400 years ago? Peiros shel nochrim, all of the fruit that grows in Arab fields. we have, Baruch Hashem, 50% of this country is by Arabs. They have some of the Taka Bichlal, it's not exactly the Israeli government anymore. But then we have, even in the part that belongs to Israel today, all of up north, there's a lot of areas that belong to Arabs, all different villages. Now, in all of these villages are vegetables and fruits. And the same thing we have in our neighbors, in the other countries, that Eva Ayalden is also Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz. All these places have Be'etzim Kedusha Shviz. Now, what would be if it's owned by an Arab? It's a Sugya and Gitin. Yesh kinyan la'akum la'afkiya, oy ein kinyan la'akum. And we know Eretz Yisrael is Kodesh, we have Kol Shua Eile Bovel, Eile Mitzrayim, Kedusha Rishoyno, Kedusha Shniyo. Now, a goy buys a field in Eretz Yisrael. He's mafkiya de Kedusha or not. So it has to be clear. Even when the Omar, yesh kinyan la'akum la'afkiya Kedusha, it doesn't mean that the land is ois Kodesh and you're allowed to be Zoyreya and Noiteya, Avadenish. But the Shaila is the fruits that grow and the land that belongs to the Arab has a Kedusha Shviz or doesn't have a Kedusha Shviz. The Bala Machlekes was the Morna Bis Yosef, and Sefer, he has a Sefer Tshuvas Afkas Roichel, and this is Mina Yerushalayim like the Bis Yosef. And the other side was the Mabit. The Bis Yosef in Shin Lamedalet, this was the year that the Bis Yosef was Niftar, they made a cherem, I don't know what exactly they said, and people that will keep Kedusha Shviz in Peres Nochrim. I want to explain. The people that kept Kedusha Shviz, I'm sorry. The people that kept Kedusha Shviz and Peres Nochrim, not like the Bis Yosef, like the Chazon Ish, so they hold that the Akum doesn't have a kinyan lafkia be'eretz Yisrael. So everything is Kodesh. So they didn't take off Trumas u'Maisres, right? Because in Shviz is no Trumas u'Maisres, because it's Hefker. We know Hefker is part of Trumas u'Maisres. So the Bis Yosef yelled, all of you are eating tether. I hold yesh kinyan la'akum lafkia, it's not Shviz. The man it's chayv b'trumas u'maisres. So people that are know kedusha shviz benochrim, it comes out they're machmir and they're maker. They're machmir because they say no, it's kodesh, but they're maker in trumas u'maisres. So they made a cherem. So some people say the cherem was only on the people that ate it without trumas u'maisres. But if lechumra the people kept the kedusha, was no cherem. And different Sfarim says, because they were scared that people would do the Kedusha, they would not come to Trumas u'Maisres, so they were Machri. The Bis Yosef and Yerodeh Shin Lamed Aleph, and the Ramo, and the Radbaz, and the Peas HaShulchan, and the Drisha. The Drisha says that the Bis Yosef did it, Ad She'ol Ol HaMorim. Right? Until the last minute that he was living, he was holding that there is no Kedusha Shviz in Peres Nochrim. ונעזי רב שמול סלנטר, ונעזי דאור חשוך הנעסידי. ומערש אנגיל brings down that he met a year in Eretz Yisrael, and he told him that everyone in Eretz Yisrael doesn't keep Kedusha Shviz by the Nochri. We have the Luach Eretz Yisrael, you know, Luach Eretz Yisrael that they have in the shuls. There after Kuczynski brings down that the Minig in Eretz Yisrael is like the Bis Yosef. Was a letter in Kol Torah, in Yeshivas Kol Torah, from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, I'll read over the nusach of the letter. Al pi aminag b'Yerushalayim mekamas denan, al pi deminag in Yerushalayim, lo yinagu b'mitbach ha'yishiva kedusha shviz v'peres nochrim. The dining of Kol Torah will not keep kedusha shviz and peres nochrim. But the bochrim that want to keep it because this is their minag, the dining room will give them the option, it will be a garbage, and they could put the fruits when they finish in a shmitah garbage, like we spoke last week. And as they the Or Letzion from Chacham Ben Tzion Abba Shaul also says not to keep Kedusha Shviz and Peres Nochrim, and he says you want to be Machmir Betzina. Now the reason that people didn't keep the Bis Yosef holds not to keep Peres Nochrim Kedusha Shviz is two reasons. One reason, the main reason, is because Yesh Kinyan La'akum La'afkia, and the second reason is because they have a drosha v'hoysol lochem shabbas ha'oretz lo'ochlo lochem v'lo le'aku. Lefidem, v'shteit in Rambam Akum shekol osoda beretz Yisrael v'zro v'shviz perusim mutorim means kipshuto. They have a kasha why the Rabbi Meirchis Truma says Akum shekol osoda besuria it's mafkia de kedusha. This is mitzad echot shita sabes Yosef. It's maybe another 200 names that we could add to that shita, but this is shita sabes Yosef that is no kedusha shviz and peres noch. So we'll get to the halacha lemaisa mitzad echot. And this was the minhag Yerushalayim. Reb Shlomo Zalman was noita ravais. They were noita to keep that minhag. Le'umas them, the Mabit, and the Ma'arit, and the Charedim, Chazanish brings them down, say, yesh kdusha shviz beperes nochri. And the Charedim says, couple hours before the Vesey Yosef was niftar, he was chayzer. And the Kafta V'Perach also brings down like this. We'll see later, maybe L'Gav Yisrael the Romeikel. The Stifler also brings down L'Maisel that the Minuk was to be Machmir. We'll see even more the Chemun Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings down all different Chumras. Zog the Chazanish in Tshuves HaRambam in Pe'er Ador, the Rambam holds, Ein Kinyo La'akum La'afkiya. And if the Pe'asar Shulchan would see the Tshuves HaRambam, he would be Choyzer. They didn't see the Tshuves HaRambam, so they had a Zecher Pshatim in the Rambam. And Zecher Nisim Karelitz is Medayik and more Rambams. Lemaisa Reb Eliashiv holds that you have to do like the Chazanish, and you have to keep Peres, Kedusha Shviz with Peres Noch. They tell that Reb Moshe Feinstein also holds like that. The Heino, the Tshuva and Reb Moshe that someone asked him what to do in Eretz Yisrael, and he told him about Yisrael, you have to ask the Rabbanim about Yisrael. I know it's the Chazanish and Briskerov there. The Yoyde Dovel say that this letter was written to someone that lived in Yerushalayim. So it means Reb Moshe told him not to keep the minhag Yerushalayim, Reb Moshe told him to keep the minhag of the Chazanish. Now, so, Ba'etzel we have two minhag, a minhag that keeps Kedusha Shviz the Peres Nochrim, and a minute that doesn't keep. So we'll have to know, and one second we'll go later, when you buy something, it says on it, now every time, when you look at the kashrus, so some people don't look, but I'm saying, the good guys that look, so it says kashrus, yeah? Lama zazen badatz, I'm not speaking Rabbanut, it's not known here, it's Rabbanut anyway. But you look kashrus. Now, so every time it says in the small letters, Noki Michshash, Tevel, Veshviz. Veshviz. Now, you have to know what it means when the Heksha writes Noki Michshash Shviz. It could mean it's Noki Michshash Shviz that it's not Peres Yisrael. But if the Badatz holds that Peres Nochim is no Kedusha, so they put a stamp on. For you, it doesn't help. You have to know, there's another Aloch in Shviz that we'll get to it, is Zman HaBiyur. Comes a time that it becomes Asur Be'achila. You have to take it out and put it on the street. Then maybe you're allowed to put it back in. But if you don't do that, it becomes Asur Be'achila. So if you write, it says on the stamp, when Abshad Lamoshel, we know it's Heta Mechir, we said it's a garnish. Yeah? When you buy Rabbanut, it says Noki Mechshah Shviz, it means it has Heta Mechir inside. So you know that we are not Semech and Heta Mechir, there's no way to eat in a Rabbanut. Because the Semech and Heta Mechir. A Rabbanut Mehadrin is Semech and Peres Noch. So we have to know, when you're going to buy a Hechsher, you have to know, it's Kedusha Shviz. Even though it's Akum, but if we choishes the Chazanish, now when you buy in a Badat store, and also the Badats only take care, they soymech that Yerushalayim, the Badats is Eidach HaRedis, Shil Kehilis Ashkenazim Yerushalayim, so they soymech Reb Shmuel Sarand, and they have Kedusha Shviz from Peres Nochrim. Every store that you go in the Badats, you have potatoes, it means it grew by Arabs' fields. Later I'll be masber how it's divided. Now, let me get a shtickle weiter and then we'll be masber. So we have two minhagim. The Bible we're not machriya how you have to behave. Just lemaise, most people lemaise in Eretz Yisrael, more and more everyone is makpid on Kedusha Shviz and Peres Noch. Now, we have to know that even there is a Isu, even we say there is a Kedusha Shviz and Peres Nochrim, aber you're allowed to buy from the goy. Because Hashem didn't tell the goy that he's not allowed to sell. Goy is not mechuyev b'mitzvahs. To buy from a yid, you're not allowed to. Some people are also machmir by a goy. We'll see in a second. Most shittas hold that there's no shamu v'nevar, there's no svichim by goy. So now, let me get a shtikl to be masber. Before we came to the pshara, how we know it? We know is it nochrim, is a machlekes, if it's a kedusha. Some people hold that it's no kedusha. Most niskabel, and most of Eretz Yisrael, chutz v'n Yerushalayim, for sure you might be done it. And if you go, if you leave Yerushalayim and you go away to somewhere, you have to be makpid on it. In Yerushalayim, some people are semech and minig Yerushalayim that doesn't have kedusha shvi'is. I'll be choizu it in a second. I just want first to be masber isus chayro and then to go duch the pratim. Is the isus chayro? Dehainu, you're not allowed to buy something that is kodesh b'kedusha shvi'is. Now, to buy, we'll use Lama Zagan. A person has, he goes to a fryer store in Tel Aviv, he wants to buy tomatoes. He's in Tel Aviv, he's in a hotel in Tel Aviv, he knows nothing is kosher here, but he knows tomatoes. He goes down to the store, he wants to buy tomatoes. He says, Svichim is not Lama Zagan, just grew now, but he has a problem, Shamu v'neva. He says, okay, Rav Shimon Zalman said that he have a Shamu v'Nevar, it's okay. Lama Zogim. It's after the Zman Abiyu, no, it's not after Chanukah, it's before Chanukah. I'm allowed to buy in that store. Later I'll be Masber. But he knows he has a problem, he's not allowed to buy. Isus Chayro. This is one problem. I'll be Masber in a second. I just wanted to be very specific to make it clear. There's another Isu. The Aloha in Shvi'is is, and this is a big problem in Shvi'is, listen carefully. If I go to the store and I buy tomatoes in 100 shekel, that are kodesh b'kedusha shvi'is, the tomatoes become mine. The 100 shekel belongs to the store. All of the 100 shekel have kedusha shvi'is inside. Now the owner of the store goes with this 100 shekel and he buys chicken, the chicken becomes kodesh b'kedusha shvi'is. Dmei shvi'is ke shvi'is v'toifes pidyoinoi. It's aloha lekule alme. So Chazal asked on me to buy tomatoes by the store, because the guy in the store, with my 100 shekel, he will eat tomorrow chicken without kedusha shvi'is. Not only that, if this store is a fryer store in Tel Aviv, I gave him 100 shekel, he gave me 50 shekel. Right? How he gave me 50 shekel? Because someone else gave him a more 50 shekel. So, because the first guy bought bananas. So now, okay, the tomatoes, lama zogim, I know it's kodesh b'kedusha shvi'is, I will eat it. Shamu v'nevar, I will eat the tomatoes till the last bit. But I have 50 shekel now. With that 50 shekel, I went to the store and I bought milk. The milk became kodesh b'kedusha shvi'is. So you can't take change from these people. So you have to, if you go into a badat store, lama zogim, and it's kodesh b'kedusha shvi'is, say that, you machmir, you will buy it in a way that we'll see later how you could buy. All the change in the store, all the money in the store, is kodesh b'kedusha shvi'is. So now, if you buy with that money chicken, all your chicken in your deal is kodesh b'kedusha shvi'is. And lama zogim, you're not allowed to take out money that kodesh b'kedusha shvi'is out of Eretz Yisrael. So basically, the whole money in Eretz Yisrael becomes a very big problem, because all the fries are using heta mechira, is a big problem. Most of the choshev people in shvi'is only use credit cards. And credit cards, you don't get... I know today, I had a list of people that just, you know, came to ask me how to make exactly the credit card to be able to all the shittas. No one buys. Shvi'is you buy with credit cards. Because we don't want change. And we'll see about, if you buy with a credit card, the money doesn't become kaddish. And even when the guy takes it out from the credit card company, through credit card, the kedusha doesn't pass. Well, see, no, as they say, malochet. But this is halochet, it's halochet shalom. A check also. Well, see, it's different ways how to skip. Oh, but to pay with cash, the Hainu, you machshil him, and you machshil when you buy back. This is the reason, I will go back soon to every thing, why it's so important to know Minag Yerushalayim, not Minag Yerushalayim. Guy will say, what is the difference? I'm meaning in yeshiva and finish. It's not like that. If you don't know the klalim, and you go to a badat store, and you buy stuff, you start to catch kedusha and all different zachim. Now, Chazal will matir to sell a little bit in shvi'is. No one will sell; people will die. A person doesn't have a field, and he doesn't know how to go to collect from the trees. So Chazal will matir to kedei. It's machlekes one is a little bit. If a little bit means a mazon shalish seudos, a little amount you're allowed to. Okay. As another halacha, isur schoira is not only an isur to buy, it's an isur to weigh and to count and to put on the scale. Dainu, you're not allowed to buy a kilo. It's an isur for the guy, even if he's selling you a little bit. Right? A little bit you're allowed to sell. There's no isur schoira for a little bit. So you're allowed to buy a little bit. It's not a pasha because the guy in the store bought a lot. But Lama Zagan is a guy who has a little field. And outside his field, he took two potatoes, and you want to buy from him two potatoes. So he tells you, okay, I charge 5 shekel a kilo. No, you're not allowed to put it on the scale. It's Kodesh Mekdusha Shviz. You have to tell me, it looks like 2 shekel. You have to give it be'erich, without exactly amount. He's not allowed to count it. He's not allowed to weigh it. And we'll see later how when they give out the payers Shviz, they come with boxes, and they give you around. You can't give exactly. It's a isur schoira. You're not allowed to buy, bichlal. After the Isur Schoir is the Isur b'mida, b'minyan, b'mishkol. Why Chazal asked it? Only because it looks not good. It looks like Schoir. Only Chazal wanted that people will realize that it's Kodesh B'Kdush HaShviz and they will not come to be Mezalzel. But it's the Isur b'mida, b'minyan, b'mishkol. You're not allowed to sell it in the same place you sell the whole year. You'll see later when the trucks come to give out the Kdush HaShviz, they stop in the middle of the street and there they give out. You're not allowed to go to the store to buy. So now, after we know these halachas, again, I'm misal it again in the Seder Advarim. So the value we learn is the Isur Schoiro, is the Isur to buy, the Hainu. We go back again to the case in Tel Aviv. We speak in a person that has tomatoes that are Kodesh B'Kdush HaShviz. And forget, you're stuck. So, Lama Zogon is not Shavu V'Nevat, you make it like from a Zalman, because maybe the guy bought it from a Shavu V'Nevat, or maybe it's not Shavu V'Nevat, but it's Kodesh B'Kdush HaShviz. So, to make it easier, I will give you the normal Lechatim Tzeh to make it easier. You're standing in Tel Aviv, and you don't have what to eat. And there's a guy that has a store, and you know, he got his tomatoes from an Arab. So the tomatoes, Lama Zogon, you're in Tel Aviv, it's the Chazanish's area. So the payers are Kodesh B'Kdush HaShviz. Yeah, so you know it's Kodesh B'Kdush HaShviz. The guy is a Yid, he's not an Arab. He's a Yid. And he's selling you tomatoes that are Kodesh B'Kdush HaShviz. So you know you have a problem, it's an Isur Schoir. You're not allowed to buy. You're allowed to eat these tomatoes because they came from an Akum Sodeh. There's no Shomu V'Nevak. But it's Kodesh B'Kdush HaShviz. But you have an Isur Schoir. You have an Isur to weigh it. These are the Isur. So what do you do? And not only that, the Isur to weigh, no, Lama Zogin, the guy will give you without weighing it. Isur Schoira, Lama Zogin, you'll be maker, we'll find a way. But the problem is you can't pay him, because the minute you pay him, the money becomes Kodesh B'Kdush HaShviz. So you have a credit card, it's good, but you don't have an Israeli credit card. So you don't know what to do. Or the guy doesn't want to take credit for 5 shekel, yeah? So there's 2 ways what to do. One way is you pay behavlo. Behavlo means, you look in the store, Lama Zogin, he sells also apples. Apples are not Kodesh B'Kdush HaShviz till next year. Shviz now is going to be for 2 years, you have to know. Because the apples for this year, the Chanota was in Shishis. So this year the apples will not be Kodesh B'Kdush HaShviz. Next year the apple will be Kodesh B'Kdush HaShviz. So we're going to have this story now for 1.5 years. Now, you see the apples, you tell them, you know what, I also want to buy apples. How much everything is together? Give me one price for everything together. So you tell him, listen, I'll pay you, so he says 100 shekel. I tell you, listen, I want the whole 100 shekel for the apples, and this give me for a present. And this is the way they do it in Shviz. Esroigim, HaKadosh B'Kdush HaShviz. Yes, you can't sell Esroigim. So we'll see, B'ez Hashem, now they're planning, there'll be a lot of input in Esroigim. So what you do is, you pay for the lulav a lot. In America, till now, you pay a lot for the esrog, you get the lulav. Here, this year, you pay for the lulav, you get the esrog. They say that lulavim $100, you can pick an esrog. The Mishnah says it's 800 esrogim. The avlot. We'll see later as a machlekes if you can make a better avlot. You know, for the box of the esrog, you know. It's also, you know, I'm paying $100 for the box, give me the esrog. or you know the bags in the store, you buy the apples. So it's a shayla how much you could do avlo. Or you tell the guy, you know, you're working so hard for the... I'm not paying for the apples, but the guy's in the store is serving, you know, his air conditioning is light, so I'm paying for the surrounding. So it's different shit as how much you could do the avlo. But this is one eitza that you do avlo. Avlo. Another eitza, you pay with credit. The hainu, you tell him, I will pay you in a week. So then the money doesn't call b'kedusha shvi'is. Why? Because he owes you owe the money. Then you perei achoiv. So the kedusha is not chal on the money. These are the two ways to skip that the kedusha, the hainu. Not because you're trying to help Yenem. Is the isur limzol dmei shvi'is l'amoretz. If someone has peres kedoshim, you're not allowed to buy by him because you're making the money kodesh. To take care of these two problems is either you do havlo, or you do credit. Now what would be if you're standing in Tel Aviv, havlo, the guy says, no, I don't, tomatoes, tomatoes, apples, don't make me meshuga. So you tell him, okay, but credit. He said, no, by us is no credit. So you tell him, okay, so you know what, give me a credit for a second. Okay? I'll pay you soon. He said, no, I'm just walking out of the store and coming back. But the evidence also, but Yashi says, but the evidence you could do that. I owe you and I'll pay you in a minute. Let me owe you for a minute and then pay you. Now, the difference is if Avloa and credit, Avloa, you gain another thing. By credit, so you got to cure the problem that you're paying Kedusha Shvi'is, I didn't pay you, I owe you and then I pay you. But you're not allowed to weigh it on the scale because it's easier to weigh it. And also, you're over on the Isur of Schoil. But we said, forget about the Isur of Schoil, forget about the weighing. Oh, there's a problem to give. So, this only takes care if the money. We'll see later why, what is the Echetimtze. Anyway, it's different problems than what I'm talking about. We'll see the Echetimtze. But, if you do it by Avloa Lemosho, then you're not over Isur of Schoil also. Because, forget, I'm getting a present. So, he's only weighing how much to give me the present, he's not weighing how much to sell me. So then you also not over isu schoira, and you not over isu minyan. So be'etzem, I want to go back before I'm starting lemaisa. When you go to a falafel store to buy a falafel, so the pita is not kedusha shvi'is. No, there's no flour came out there, not to soil from out to soil. And the bulls also, I think, are not kedusha shvi'is. I don't know from what they made, but the potatoes, not as long as kedusha shvi'is. But you pay for the falafel, so it's by law. So there's no isu schoiro to go into a falafel store. When you go into a falafel store and you buy a falafel, so then you don't have a problem. Because it's by avlo. So the money doesn't become kodesh. And you're not over isu schoiro, but maybe you could buy. So you have to know, a lot of times, a person has to know this going. You go into a store and you do by avlo. Some people are machmir even by avlo, that it's a problem. Okay, now we'll start to go a little bit more lemaisidim. Okay, after we know these klalim, we'll go back first to what is motzi in Yerushalayim, and then we'll go weiter. Lama Zogel will start now that all of us are noy kedusha shvi'is, also in peres nochrim. Again, if a guy decides that he's minig Yerushalayim, he doesn't want. He's not keeping Shvi'is and Peres Nochrim, so Be'etzem he could go into every Badat store. Maybe we'll see later. There's different problems to go into Badat stores. But he goes into Badat stores, and Be'etzem by him, Shvi'is is not Nogea. He will just buy Badats this year. Or Rubin. He's taking care of everything. He goes to Badats, he goes to Rubin, he doesn't keep Shvi'is. It's the easiest eitzah. If Lama Zogin, he wants to keep Kedusha Shvi'is, even in Peres Nochrim. So Lechura, he goes into a Badat store. So he says like this, okay, I'm going into a Badat store. So, okay, if he could buy the Avloa, so everything is taken care. He goes into the Badat store, he buys the apples and he gets the potatoes, and after Shvi'is, when next year, he buys the potatoes and pays for the, he buys the apples and pays for the potatoes. Now the fruits are not Kaddish, the vegetables are Kaddish, and then it switches. or he pays for the bags, v'chule v'chule. Or, so then he takes care of everything. Or at least he could pay with credit. But then he doesn't take care of the other problems. Here's the big machlekes Reb Shlomo Zalman mit Chazanish and Reb Nissim Karelitz. And I want to start with a chakira. The isur schoiro. And who is the isur schoiro? And the selling or the buying? Who is either the aveira? The seller or the buyer? Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, the seller. The buyer is only over lifnei iver leisit and michshel. The seller is not allowed to sell it, not allowed to weigh it, not allowed to measure it. The buyer is only over lifnei iver. Meir zog Reb Shlomo Zalman, if the seller is noyeg, he relies on the badatz, so the seller is allowed to sell. You're not over lifnei iver because he has it, who to trust. More from that, zog Reb Shlomo Zalman, you go to Tel Aviv, and they're selling you tomatoes with heter mechire. We said, and b'di'evet shamu v'nevet is mutal if Reb Shlomo Zalman. So b'etzem Shlomo Zalman says, you go into Tel Aviv to a tomato store, when the sfichim, at the end of the year, could be a problem. We'll see after we list what is sfichim or not. But you go into every store, b'etzem Shlomo Zalman says, nitzida, you could go into every store that has a hechsher, even Rabbanut, and to buy in shvi'is. Why? It's Kodesh. But, what is the problem? Shamu v'neva b'di'evet is okay. So what is the problem? Moisel mois shvi'is, okay, give him credit. What is the problem? Isul schayo. He holds that he's allowed to. But man, I'm not able to leave me either. So be'etzem, heto mechira, we said it's not so gishmak. Adon nochri. So be'etzem, Shlomo Zalman says, even if you want to be machmir b'nei brak, go into every badat store, buy regular, feel comfortable, and everything is okay. He says he even doesn't have to give him with credit. Because he's by him, he doesn't have to keep the shvi'is and the money, because he holds he doesn't have to. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, be'etzem, chutz that he himself holds that in Yerushalayim you don't have to keep kedusha shvi'is b'nochrim, but if you go into the badat store, Zog Reb Shlomo Zalman, it's not a problem. The Chazanish said that it's a problem. First, because you machshel yenem, and he said even if we'll hold that normally you're allowed to tell a Sfardi lama zogim to do something that Ashkenazi is not allowed to do, or the Moshe, you're allowed to ask someone to open a bottle, even if you hold it not usur, because he holds it's mutar, you're allowed to. Here's on the Chazanish, you're not allowed to. Because here, if you don't buy, he can't sell. So it's not like it's his cheshbon. You're helping him to sell. The Mele, here you're part of the story, the Mele, it's also. So if you neglect the Chazanish, so now we have a problem. We have the problem in Yerushalayim and every Badat store. How we could do this? So I said, again, if we do Be'avloi, we took care of the problem. But if we don't do Be'avlo, so Be'etzem, you can buy in a Badat store. So what they do? Okay. So some people say, listen, Machlekes Reb Shlomo Zalman Chazanish, it's Peres Nochrim anyway, it's Yerushalayim, af dat chumra I'm not machbir. This is most yeshivish people do. This is most yeshivish people, they say, and the Peres, they keep Kedusha Shvi'is by Nochrim. Right, I want the vibe. Some people, Badat stores, Rubin stores, they eat, Rabbanut Mehadrin, even the people that eat, and they don't keep nothing in Yerushalayim. Thank you. Now, the people that are Machmir, they say like this, we are Machmir. So some people say, okay, I'm Machmir, but I will try to do Be'avloa. Say that. So then they're also right. But if you can't do Be'avloa, so some people say, say that. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said there is no lifnei iver here. And this is chayav and the moicha. But you're right, the chaznish has nishta say. But the peiros are bichlal is a shayla if it's also or not. But maybe they're not so machmir. And at the mechir, they're more machmir not to buy. Because there maybe taka is lifnei iver. But the peiros know him that anyway, meaning Yerushalayim not to be machmir, but maybe they're not machmir. Here came up all the things that everyone is hearing the signs. You have to sign shlichas, vadas hashmita. Here the rabbanim came and they found a way to skip the problem. And I don't know if the badatz is masking to do it this year. The Vada Badas was never masking to do it because Minig Yerushalayim. But I spoke an hour ago. I called again the head of the Ashgoche of Rubin, the Moshel, to hear the Nusach, how they're doing it. So what they're doing in all the Rubin stores in Yerushalayim and all over the country, they do like this. They bring Peres Nochrim and Brera, if they have to. Not in the boxes, only in the fresh, in the stores. And they do like this. They call it, maybe I'm a bit more from that. In every Badat store will start like this. When you go to buy a Badat store in Shvis, you will meet four kind of vegetables, four kind of potatoes on the shelves. Most stores you will have little signs near it. Some of them will write, bought from Chutz La'aretz, no Kedusha Shvis. Some of them will be written, it's from the sixth year. They put it in freezers and fridges, you'll see. These are the second things you'll see. The third thing you'll see, Aravat Sfonit. I will explain to you later what it is. Rabbi Yashiv holds you're not allowed to buy it. But that's all that is good, like Chutz La'aretz. The question is, where Eretz Yisrael finishes? They hold near Eilat, it's where the Nishkan Eretz Yisrael. The Mele, they buy from the Jewish people over that area. Because it's not Kodesh Mekdush HaShviz. Rabbi Yashiv holds the Chumra, you have to be Machmir. But the Moshe, if a Goy, my dear, so then it's really Kula Shabbatar Kula, so we make him. I know, a Goy that lives in near Eilat, you're allowed to buy from them and they write on it like Chutz La'aretz. We don't keep nothing on it. And then they have the Nochrim. So basically, you could go to the Badat store, if you know the guy, and you take, oh, Chutz La'aretz, sixth year, and Arava. I'm okay. Nochim take, I'm scared. Because Nochim, I can't buy it, I can't wait. Lefirim Shemazal. What they do, but Namazalim, forget before Rubin. The Chazanish, all the people that hold like the Chazanish, how they will do chalk next week? They have to buy potatoes. How they'll go to the store? What is happening in Bnei Brak? How will be chalk next week in Bnei Brak? They have to buy potatoes, they go to the store, everything from Chutz La'aretz, they try. What happens? The vegetables are not from Chutz La'aretz. What do they do? They get it for free? No store will work for free. So how do they have what to eat in Bnei Brak? Or people that know like the Chazanish in Yerushalayim. If they do have law, yeah, but if they can do have law. So the answer was a problem. The Gedolei HaDor saw as a problem. There's nothing more to eat. Klal Yisrael are stuck. So they made two eitzes. Vadas HaShmita and Oitzach Beis Din. Vadas HaShmita goes like this. The Memane Rabbonim, and the Rabbonim they go to the guy and they take the schorah from the guy and they tell the guy like this. We'll give you cost price. Now we are not selling it anymore. It's Kodesh Mekdush HaShviz. We are giving it out to everyone. Just it cost us money to pay the guy. And, you know, we have to have workers to give it out. You got to use the same people in the store for the workers. So we need to pay the workers money. So no one is buying it. We're only workers. So Be'etzem is no schoil here. It's Be'etzem, we're dividing for the whole neighborhood food. Just how much you need 2 kilo, we'll divide you 2 kilo. You need 3, we'll divide you 3. God, you will charge a little bit more. You will charge a little bit less. And like this, we skip Shviz, Be'etzem. The Nafkemina is LeMoshul. That even if Lama Zogin, the potatoes become very expensive in the market, and the Shmita stores, they will not become more expensive. Officially, at least. Because they're not allowed to make profit on you. The Beis Din sit in the beginning and ask the guy, how much you want for a container of potatoes? It says $1,000. How much cost workers to divide potatoes? All the stores? Another 1,000. So if in a container, Lama Zogin is 1,000 kilos, so it costs us 2,000, so every kilo will cost $2. Now, the prices in the street doesn't make a difference if the prices will go up and down, $2 for a kilo. And this is the reason you have to go to a good Vadas HaShmita, that is some Vadas HaShmita, you know, you can go to a Vadas HaShmita and Be'etzem, the store will just have a picture, the guy will sign, I'm Vadas HaShmita for you, and the guy will sell normally. Now, here's two machlekes. In Bnei Brak, everyone today is signing papers that they're sending the store to send the Beis Din to buy. they're becoming a part of the Vadas HaShemitah. That they're my shluchim to go to the guy to get me the food, and they say that even if the food will get spoiled, in between the guy, the marshal, the shliach went and he brought the container. The container flipped off in the middle of the way, no potatoes. The neighbor, they will pay money anyway. Because it was not schoira, we were paying them to do the job for us. We're not paying for the potatoes. So in Bnei Brak, and also here in Yerushalayim, the Machmirim signed already the sign already now. Rebbe Eliashiv holds that if everyone signs and you yourself didn't sign, they do it also for you. They do it also for you. So this Be'etzim, in the Rubin stores, they do as I such a tzettel. So Be'etzim, when you go into a store and you buy falafel in the Rubin store, so forget about that it's Avlo and everything. It's, even if it's Peyos Nochim, it's no Isus Chayro, because he really bought that potato that's in the falafel, he bought for you Beshlichus, he just got it from the guy, he's giving out for you the falafel the way you want to get to have it. This is called Vadas HaShemitah. So, the Chisol and the Badatz, even the Badatz, I think, is one of the best kashas that we have in the soil, and because in Shemitah, the Badatz hold, and they're right, they have to keep the Minig of Yerushalayim, so they are not masking to do Vadas HaShemitah. Efrati does, Rav Efrati does Vadas HaShemitah, Rubin does Vadas HaShemitah, Sheris does Vadas HaShemitah. So the Haino, we're not speaking now on things that are Kaddish perfect. We're speaking, you're going to a store, and every store tells you, we have Chutz La'aretz potatoes, and tomatoes we have from Noch. So you want to go to buy it. So again, you remember, you know, I could do Avlo. But I have an Yisrael Schoiro here. Avlo takes care of it. Or I could pay with credit. Oh, but there's another problem. What about the Yisrael Schoiro? If I pay with credit, what about the Yisrael Schoiro? Shem Zalman says, he holds his mutter, it's not my problem. Chazanish holds not like that. The Teretz is, all the stories of the Chazanish, all the people that follow Chazanish, they have a Vadas HaShemitah. Remember, when you go into a store, if there's no Vadas HaShemitah, so then, if you're going back to the store in Tel Aviv, and the store in Tel Aviv is run by a friar Yid, so, and he has potatoes, and he doesn't have Vadas HaShemitah, so even if it's from Nochrim, but you have an Isul Schoiro to buy. So you have to know how to skip the Isul Schoiro when you want to buy. Now, and again, the Maila is, that if it's a Vadas HaKashris is involved, Vadas HaShemitah, there's no Isul to weigh, because they're just weighing how to divide it. Now, all of these things, we'll have to know again, it's not negiah the vial, but it's a zman abiyu, the hainu. What is kodesh b'kdusha shvi'is, when the zman abiyu comes, you have to take it out of your house. Bederech klal, fruits and vegetables, it's not negiah. It's negiah to the vayel shmita to know that if they have in the machsan so much, they have to take it out. But if you have in your house only a little bit of potatoes, it's not really negea. Where it will be negea, you'll see what happens is, we'll go to one more yediyah that we have to know. Chazal made another eitzah. Baruch Hashem, today we have so much Arabs around us. It's a mess, because if not, we're not managing trees. We're not managing trees. Even now it's a shtickle already more problem, because they gave back some lands in all different places. So I'll explain to you, the Arabs, Baruch Hashem, are very smart. And what they do all the years, they chop the matzah. So they call the badats, we have potatoes. The badats come, thousands of potatoes. Nochrim, the other day they call Reuben, we have potatoes. Reuben comes, thousands of potatoes. The other day they call the Rabbanut. Till the badats and the Rabbanut and Reuben met, where you bought it? There. I also bought it there. They didn't know what happened. So they looked into it. They got a private guy to check. Well, the Arabs did push it. They didn't have they potatoes. Well, the sheikhs, they're busy with their stuff. So what they did, they went to here to the friar people. They told them, you can't sell your potatoes because no one wants to buy it now. The friars are in Shviz, they're stuck. So hope Tumah was going even now. They closed the border. They're not letting the Frum people to bring even now, till tomorrow. Yes, Mama should fight now in court. The government doesn't let to bring import potatoes because they want us to buy from them. Versteh's? They want people to buy from them. Because if they put input, the Jewish people don't know what to do with the schoyer. Because you have to understand, even if not everyone keeps kashas here,
they want everyone to buy potato chips, so they can't use these potatoes.
So the Jewish people don't know what to do with it. So the Arabs tell them, we'll buy it from you at half price. The Arabs bought all the potatoes from the Jewish people, they hide it inside the field. The Balats came, they took it out. Then the other night, the Arabs put again potatoes in the field. The other day they called Reuben, he also took out potatoes. And like this, the same field, every day, different people were picking off potatoes. So what about the Rabbanim Chab the Matzev? So now they don't give a hechsher, only if the Mashgiach comes and he checks himself. Like this, the Arabs come, they take it out, and the Mashgiach doesn't realize that they're not really cutting it off. The Mashgiach comes and he checks a couple days before and a couple days after it, and only then they give the hechsher. But now, all these places you can't go to. So from all these places that the Mashgiach can't go to be there, Kavua, the Mashgiach comes with them, she's scared to check because then he knows he will stay there forever. No, it's not a portion. So the Etzem now is much less Arab things. I checked today, Kimat every single that is coming is not coming from the Palestinian areas. And the amount of Arab Schoyer is much less this year. So this is the reason they're trying to import much more. And the vial, that's a big problem. Now, Chazal saw that this problem is happening. So I say, Baruch Hashem, we have Arabs. But what we did before, we had Arabs. So it was nothing what to do. People didn't have what to eat in Eretz Yisrael. This is what the Gemara says, How bekrochim kovshu oile mitzrayim, kovshu oile bovel, veloi kichum. Chazal left all different places. We don't know where these places. This is the reason we're not saying it. But be'etzem, in time of the Chazal, was cities and cities that Chazal were not mekadosh b'kedusha shniya, that people could work in Shvis and have what to eat. There was no import. You couldn't bring from Chutzlos, Nishgiven HaZazach. A month into Shvis, people started to die in Eretz Yisrael. There was no food. So there were metak in Oitzach Beis Din. Oitzach Beis Din is that the Beis Din of the city, they go over to the field, and they're allowed to water the field, and they take over the field, and they work on it with a shinui, and they take off the fruits and they kodesh b'kedusha shvis and they give it out for free. They only charge cost price. And with that cloud, they take the owners of the fields to be the workers. But they charge cost price. Meaning to say, esrogim, the guy can charge thousands. He could charge $10 an esrog. And all the esrogim in Eretz Yisrael, Chusim Shapira, go into Eitzach Beis Din. And the Beis Din. And now, Oitzach Beis Din, you can't sell in a store. And you will see, Be'ez Hashem, in another 2-3 months, big trucks will come to Meisharim with potatoes from Oitzach Beis Din. You pay 10 shekels, you get a sack of potatoes. This is Oitzach Beis Din. The Oitzach Beis Din was for two reasons. To save people not to die, and to save the farmers not to die also. Because if not, they will not have a parnasa. So like this, the Oitzach Beis Din pays them for working, and they give them what to work. One of the big Oitzach Beis Din that everyone uses in Eretz Yisrael is Carmel Mizrahi. Carmel Mizrahi, so they have different grape juice, you'll see, will be written on it shishis. You'll realize now, loy mishvis. They don't use that on Mechira. They don't use akum. But Carmel Mizrahi has tons and tons and tons and tons of fields with grapes, and there's nothing what to do with that. Oitzach Beis Din takes it and they make wine with it. And they sell the most expensive choshev wines that you buy today for $50, they sell them for $5. And everyone buys. Cases and cases and cases. Everyone buys. I know that I'm scared, you know, but most people are scared of what to do with it. Now, this wine, this will be again next year. The Zman HaBir comes Erev Pesach. So Erev Pesach, everyone has to take it out of the house. So you see, near the Sefer Chometz is boxes of wine, and everyone says Hefker, Hefker, and then after you're allowed to bring it in. Sometimes little kids run and chop it. But you see, this is what I'm saying, and the grape juice is Negea. Because if you only have one bottle, you don't have to make Biyul. So I'm just saying, it's not Negea so much. But it's a din of Biyul that it's Negea if you have a lot, or
Lama Zongan, if the Zman of the beer of the tomatoes is Chanukah, so after Chanukah, if you go to stores that don't have a Hechsher, could be the tomatoes are also Be'achile, because the guy didn't make his Zman of beer. You'll see, it'll be over Shvi's as a list of things. What is from what? Now, just a little bit, again, the few that I know, what I found out today, this year it will not be Sonar Gea, but I'll tell you what happened 7 years ago in Shviz. Now that you're a little bit mismatched in the Yoni. We needed to eat Morer in Pesach. Right? So, they had a people, now they took them away from the houses, but then they lived in Gush Katif. And they made a shtick that they have leaves without bugs. They have leaves without bugs. And the Rabbanim think that it's the best, hope that it's the best thing to eat these leaves for a morer, but I say, if you eat the other ones, you sit in Gehenna. I say, you don't sit in Gehenna, right? Now the problem is, came Shviz, what you do in Shviz? What you do in Shviz? So now, Baruch Hashem, I know this Shviz, we have here is a place, Kfar Kana, Kfar Kassem, the Arabs already, you know, Baruch Hashem said they're smart, they have greenhouses, and the Arab fields, and we have Yivul Nochrim, free bugs. All, you see, all of these greenhouses, but in that time, everything was Gush Katif. They're the only ones. So the problem, the Jewish people, lost the top. So Rabbi Yashiv written the tshuva, and he said like this. This you have to remember all the three shiur that we said, Tachab. He said, Aza is suffic if it's Eretz Yisrael or not. Ready? Mamash in the south of Israel, suffic if it's Eretz Yisrael. Then it grows in a greenhouse. We brought down a suffic in Yerushalmi if it's Shviz B'tei Chabayis. Then he made him to put on the floor a plastic that it's Otziche in a Naku. So a Derabonon in a house in a suffic Eretz Yisrael, Shmita B'Zman Hazeh Derabonon, and Rabbi Eliashi was not here to eat. I know, because there it was from a Yiddish Sode. So Bemele was a shadow from Shomu, from Nevar, from Svichi. So Rabbi Yashi was matter. But Lemoshul, today the Maise, most of the thing will not come from them, will come from greenhouses by Goyim. So the Maise, it's Nochrim. But again, it's a little bit leichter because it's a greenhouse. So you have a topic, maybe it's called a Bais. The same thing from Me'ever Ayarden, from Jordan, what they bring down from there. So, the Chazanish holds that even Peres Nochim that come from Yarden are Kodesh B'Kdush HaShviz. Rebbe Yashin, even that he holds that you have to be Machmur like the Chazanish, but he holds what you bring from Eivor HaYarden, you don't have, by the Goyim, today I think everything here belongs to the Goyim, it's not Kodesh B'Kdush HaShviz. So the matter, the Nafkemina is to know, is Tzirufim. Just one Mazach that is in Egea, before Shviz, Be'ez Hashem, we'll see in Shviz, we'll see later this day the Advarim. That is a halacha that Shviz is meshamet echoyves. Now, mi'ikar halacha, Shviz meshametes besoifo. Means this will be the ikar halacha that Shviz meshametet besoifo. That at the end of next year, if Shviz passes and you are not meshamet, you lose your echoyves and no one has to pay you any more the money. Lemaise, some shittas hold that Shviz will be meshamet already next week. When Shviz comes in, no one owes you any more money, and you're not allowed to ask for the money. Then, if someone owes you 100 shekel, and you Rosh Hashanah you didn't get the money, you're not allowed to ask for it anymore. So, to be yoytze these shittas that hold you're not allowed to, so lechumre the oilom writes a prusbul. Erev Rosh Hashanah, after Atonas Nedorim, you'll see in all the shuls will be a little prusbul. So the prusbul that we will write next year, they will make machmir all the shittas based in Choshuv, Nusach v'Rebbe Yashin, Nusach v'Chazanish. You have to know if the banks owe you money, it's also Mishamet Shviz, could be. If Goyim owe you something else. But if Jewish, B'meile L'chumre, it's kedai to be makbid Erev Rosh Hashanah to do a prusbul. But I'm saying, because it's only one shita, that's enough what you see in shul, everyone has a paper, you have to have three people to sign on it. The Gemara says, Loishno Kosov Loishno Eidim V'Chosom Dayonim, Loishno Dayonim V'Chosom Eidim. Alamayse, the Prusbul helps, but to be makbid and to remember, to make it possible to be Yotze Alashitas.